Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Amir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 3rd of April, sponsored by the UK Investor Show. Starting off with mobile streams, where there's been a decent break of both the September resistance line there at 0.17 pence, 50-day moving average, and the 200-day moving average at 0.22. End-of-day close above the 200-day line should be enough to allow a retest of the best levels of the past 6 months, 7 months or so, back at September around the 0.5 level. Best-case scenario target maybe up to 0.55, 0.57, which is a resistance line from May last year, although obviously the shares have been, the chart there, broken up by suspensions, etc. Current view is that at least... even if we do have a pullback from the 0.4, 0.5 zone, as we've had in previous rallies, we will at least get up to that level before the any sellers actually come in there. Next up is Intelligent Ultrasound. Here you can see a solid green candle on the daily chart, a gap through the 200-day and the 50-day moving averages as well, which is always a positive. That suggests that we should at least hit the top of the range and the top of the rising trend channel from 2017, heading towards 22 pence as a likely minimum over the next few weeks. And that target value really while we hold above the 200-day line at 10.15 pence. One of the stocks which may be just starting to get off the ground in terms of a recovery is Mobile Tornado. We had a rather deep probe back towards the 1.5 pence level during March, but the shares looks like a bit of an overshoot there from a very oversold level. Key issue now is a recovery of the 50-day moving average at 2.89 pence and a break of a line of resistance from October at that same level. We can get an end of day or week end of week close above the 50-day line. We're looking towards potentially hitting the top of a broadening triangle from 2018 as high as 6 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. Ideally, there's no break back below recent support around the 2.3, 2.4 pence area in the meantime. Novacyt is the next stock up on the selection today. Here you can see that we've had three negative days in terms of the daily candles, but breaking yesterday's high at 184 suggests that we'll at least retest the late March resistance at 214, and then obviously above that, looking for the big target here, previously suggested up to the top of a rising trend channel from the end of January at 300 pence. This daily worry would be fresh lows for April, or new lows below for April, back below the 160 to 170 area. But at the moment, it looks as though the shares are relatively set fair. Asarium is next, and here we've got a stock which has delivered a very strong intraday candle, opening at the low and currently at the high of the day. It'd be nice to see an end-of-day close above the intraday high of March, which is 35 pence. We can get that looking for 55 pence, which is the top of a broadening triangle, which can be drawn on the daily chart from as long ago as last September. Ideally, we don't trade or stay below 30 pence in the meantime, ahead of that 55 pence plus technical target on Asarium. Nice to see Tullow Energy back in the frame as a recovery situation. Here you can see the shares broke quite comprehensively today, broke a falling wedge, which is going to be drawn from November last year. Initial target here, the 50-day moving average at 2.59 pence, but the bigger picture target over the next month or so, as much as 4 pence, which is a late January resistance line projection for the stock. In the meantime, we don't want to see really any weakness back below the floor of the gap at 1.6 pence, and ideally today's initial low around 1.7 pence. Finishing off with a stock which gave a false dawn signal over in January with the push towards 1.5 pence. Perhaps second time lucky here after some bullish divergence in the RSI window and the break of a falling wedge from January at the 0.5 pence level, which is where the resistance line is from a few months ago. Initial target here, March resistance, heading up towards the 1 penny level. And obviously, after that, one would hope that the shares would make another attempt at breaking the 1.5 pence zone over the following month. But at this stage, initial target, the 50-day line at 0.85, but really, 1 pence should be on the cards relatively quickly. That's it for me today. More updates on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.